This unique offering tray, topped with a female figure, is from the eastern Indonesian island of Leyte and was made during the 19th century. On Leyte, genealogy is traced through the female line. The human race originated from the union of the primeval mother with a stranger who arrived on the island of Leyte in mythical times. The female figure embodies Hu Raina, Hutualina, one of the founding ancestresses of the village of Luhuleli. She is considered the primeval mother of the Halupnu kinship group that resides in the village. With her ornate headdress on her head, she raises her hands protectively over her descendants. Her upright posture and mitre-like headdress indicate that she belonged to the nobility, as does the boat-shaped pendant around her neck. The holes in her ears are a reference to golden earrings. A rooster is a frequent decorative motif. Its feathers shone like gold, and the wearing of gold was a privilege of the nobility. Her delicate facial features and the shape of her breasts indicate that the primeval mother is represented here as a nubile young woman. The boat-like pendant symbolizes the uterus in which new life forms, and the young plant shoots underscore this message of fertility, the fertility of the cosmos in general, and for the kinship group of the Halupnu in particular.
This wooden offering tray, made of wood and standing about a meter in height, was placed in the center of the village, probably in a sort of temple, where the descendants of the founding ancestress would bring her offerings. This offering tray is one of the most striking works of Eastern Indonesian art and has no equal in any other Western museum. It entered the collection of the Rautenstrauch-Joost Museum in 1924, along with a large number of other ethnological artifacts from the southern Moluccas, a group of islands between Sulawesi and New Guinea. The Berlin-based anthropologist Wilhelm Müller had originally acquired them for his own collection a dozen years earlier, when exploring the islands. It's thanks to his painstaking research work that we know the exact name, origin, and function of this unique work of art.
Seen from today's perspective, one might call this scientist from Berlin an anthropologist for hire. He founded several collections for different German museums of anthropology in order to finance his expedition to eastern Indonesia. The outbreak of the First World War prevented Wilhelm Müller from returning to Germany as planned, and he died of typhoid fever in 1916 in an internment camp on the island of Java.